This call is being recorded.
Okay, welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting for Tuesday, January 20th, 2026, at 6 p.m. Please rise for National Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And a moment of silence in remembrance of our servicemen and women. Okay, please be seated.
Roll call. Director Gil Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Taffy Brock.
Here.
And Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Okay, I need to get approval for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of December 16, 2025, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of December 16, 2025.
I make a motion to approve both A and B.
A second.
Okay, motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Board Vice Chair Brock and second by Director Carlin. Director Perez.
Aye.
Director Carlin.
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock.
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher.
Aye. All right, moving on to new business. We have a discussion action, well, we don't.
No.
So I guess we're gonna postpone that?
Yeah, so for the appointment of the new director to fill the vacant seat, I didn't get any applicants, but we also didn't mail out any notices. I had Taffy posted on Facebook, but I don't know how many people are on Facebook. I didn't have a chance to mail last month just because of the timing of the holidays and everything. So we can mail them out this month with the bills. Notices just saying that we'll put the new rates in, and on the backside we'll make a notice that says we have a vacant seat. If anyone wants to apply, they can come contact me, and then we can appoint someone at the next meeting. It'll be within the timeline. If we don't appoint someone at the next meeting, though, the county can choose to appoint whoever without any of your say.
And then we can do the reorganization of the board at the same time?
Yeah.
Next.
There's no point doing it now if we're going to have to do it.
Don't shake your head, yes, you're not going to be here.
I'm sorry.
He'll be the caller that's on this.
Yeah, you're gonna call in, right?
Yeah, I'm going to call in.
All right, let's move on to discussion action item number three. Approval of DHPO 6-inch connection contingent on engineer and staff approval of formal set of plans. You want to take this one?
So yeah, that's basically we're just letting you know what's going on behind the scenes. So DHPO is going to do an expansion of 43,000 square feet. They need additional fire flow protection. So they determined that they need another 6-inch fire service that would meet the recommendations. So this is nothing we're going to decide on today. We're just, DHPO needs to provide a set of plans. It needs to go to Krieger and Stewart for plan review and approval. Once those plans are approved, then it would come back to us. We're trying to determine what the rate would be for the installation of the 6-inch service. We already have what the fees would be based on the monthly service charge for a fire service and what the commodities charge is if they do have a fire and water's passed through the meter. The only thing we haven't determined is what the cost, the initial cost would be, because most water districts do not have an established 6-inch fire service capital facilities charge. So we do have a meeting scheduled with Krieger and Stewart on Thursday to see if we can come up with a solution. Some water districts charge an install and convey, which means they have their approved set of plans that goes out to bid. That comes back, has to be installed according to company standards. Contractor has to have an A license and $10 million worth of insurance. So we could do it with one of our contractors, or DHPO can do it through contractor. So the price has not been determined yet. We've done our due diligence. We came up with an estimate based on our service installations. And once we have a determined price, we'll bring it to the board for approval to move forward with that capital facilities charge for the installation. Whether it's an install and convey through construction, meaning basically whatever the time and material costs are going to be, or if we want to do a fixed rate. Because there is no demand on the system, so basically it's just basically a dead end until a fire happens. So
why didn't they just put it in with the construction?
Because they haven't even broke ground yet for the expansion.
Do they need it before they break ground?
Yes, they do. Because the fire department, they have to get the plan approval with the county and the fire department before they build.
Well, normally they just put a temp meter in until they finish construction. And
yeah. But we're just going by what DHPO, their hired engineering firm, says. So basically a fire service does not create an ongoing water demand, and the fire flow capacity is already built into the system design for the community safety. So there's not a demand. If it was a 6-inch service that was going to be having water flow through, then your capital facilities charge we put in place, because you're going to have increased Edison bills, because you need to run your wells more storage, wear and tear on your storage tank, chemicals and so forth. So just let you know what's going on behind the scenes. We're going to consult with Krieger and Stewart on Thursday. The next board meeting, we should have some momentum, whether it's plan approval or some kind of price for the installation.
Cool.
Jane, you want to add anything to that?
To that, or
yeah.
What you want to do?
We're working together, because basically I'm trying to gather all the information. He's been on board. We met with Krieger and Stewart, went over all the projects that are ongoing, so he could have some behind the scenes information. So. Going forward, he'll have all the information to relay to you for the next board meeting.
We're also checking to see, because they have a 10-inch meter up there, so it's a 16-inch pipeline coming down, but it bottlenecks down to a 10-inch. So we're going to see if possibly a 16-inch meter would feed that whole area, because it's not going to be bottlenecked down, so they'd have enough flow. But we're going to discuss that in the meeting on Thursday.
Yeah, that
right now it goes from 16
doesn't make
to 10.
Sense, does it?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but we don't know if it'll even fit in the vault, so we have to do some more research just to verify.
Yeah, because right now they have 3,500 gallons per minute, and they need 4,000 gallons per minute for fire flow. So this new 6-inch service is going to meet that demand.
Is a 10-inch meter for fire flow?
It's for the whole.
It's for the whole DHPO. So basically, it's right below that. We have 2 1-million-gallon reservoirs that go through the 10-inch meter that feeds that whole transmission main.
But the 10-inch is connected to a 16-inch pipeline, so there's a possibility we may be able to just connect a 16-inch meter and drop it in there, and they'd have that much more flow to get to there.
Kick a Y off of that and hook their 6-inch meter to it.
Or that may give them enough GPM to flow through their what they have now. They may not need a new service, but we don't know that yet until we get with the engineers.
And he's just doing this on a model. They don't do any physical flows or anything like that. It's an engineering model. So when you put all the data in there and say that if we put the 6-inch service over here, that model, because he did do a model based on the booster that he has, if he upgraded the booster to a larger capacity, would that work? So he said nothing has worked other than this additional 6-inch service based on his engineering model. So that's where. So.
Cool.
Yep. So we got some work to do on that.
All right. So it's not really a discussion action.
No. We were thinking it would be good.
We thought we might have something put together, but no, we still need to consult with Krieger and Stewart.
All right. So should we move on to number 4 then?
Oh yeah, bank transfer. So we transferred $55,208.42 from our Chase General account to California Class. We're just letting you guys know so you're aware of any bank activity. But the Chase account was at more than, it was at 305,000, and we'd like to keep it at 250,000 or less, because that's all that's FDIC insured. So anything left we put in California class so we can start earning a bunch more interest. And that's it.
Cool. Okay, number five, community involvement.
We really didn't have any community involvement, other than the donation of gift cards to the community center.
That was for Thanksgiving.
That was for Thanksgiving, that was the last community involvement we had.
All right, let's move on to old business updates. Reports.
I added this one in. It's reports on meetings attended by Cabazon Water District Board of Directors. So any meetings that you guys attended, this is your chance to report on those.
Okay.
We used to have this in here and then we took it out and now it's back.
Well, I attended the SGPWA meeting. They had the election of their board officers. Ibarra got president. Smith is now the vice chair. Sarah is the secretary, and Tickmeyer is the treasurer. And then they had a Chromium update where they discussed all the issues that was going on with that. And they, Lance did do a pretty good breakdown of that. I understood it more because I thought, from what I had heard before, like all Chromium was no good. But right. Found out that three was good and six not, but they discussed what's going on and how it's still up in the air, but everybody's trying to get theirs down to the safe level. But people, like Banning was giving out their notices and everything, and everybody freaked out because they were not understanding that they're still at the same level they've always been in. It's just that the state and everybody has said now it has to be 10, and there are some of their places are 12 and some are 14. And everything, so people started getting crazy about it, but it was a very informational, I thought, because I just, when, like for the Regional Water Alliance, they've discussed it many times, and like how everybody was going to try to get the Chromium down and all that, and I was just like, okay, I didn't really understand all the thing, but this time I thought they did a really good job with going into explaining all that. And
yeah, he explained the federal standards and the state standards. So they're not, so they're nowhere near the federal standards. It's just the California state lowered theirs, and a lot of the wells are not in compliance. So Lance explained that, but you've been drinking it for 40 years. It's just that the state lowered the standards, and they have to notify you when their quarterly averages come above the state standards, which is nowhere near the federal standards. And, of course, you would have to drink 2 liters a day for 40 years, and then you would have a 1 in 1,000,000 chance to get anything, any organism that would cause diseases or cancer.
But the government's all, you know, small systems have until 2028, larger systems only have till 2026, and everything to start meeting their compliances and all that, so it's a become a big thing, and then other people that don't know about water, they freak out because, oh, there's stuff in the water, so.
Yeah, it was a great presentation, it really was, yeah. Way laid it out.
Any other ones?
Nope, that was it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else attended.
What's that?
I don't think anyone else attended any other meetings, I think it was just Taffy.
Okay. Number two is discussion updates with San Gregorio Pass Water Agency Director, Sarah Wargo.
Hello. Great overview. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm happy. I am now the secretary of the board, which I'm happy to be, you know, one of the members on the seats, you know. I was a little mad they put me as a secretary. I said, come on, boys. Really? Put me as a secretary? But very honored. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Ball fought for you guys, though, because he thought that you guys should be up there higher, but they understood with all the stuff that was coming up that Smith had more going on, knowledge about it. But Dr. Ball was not, I don't know about that.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I heard. I got the update right afterwards. I was like, okay. Other than, you know, the Chromium 6 update, the helihydrants, we have both High Valleys are now complete. They are breaking ground, they're working on the one in Calamesa, and then the next one will be behind the Beaumont ones, and then in the future it's still going to be Banning Heights, so up on the bench. So we will have solid fire coverage here. Yeah. And then other than that, I was going to tell you guys who the new members are, but yeah.
Is that well that they're doing on Ramsey, you guys?
Yes, so that is USGS. We're doing a test well there, so it's just going to be for USGS. It's a monitoring well.
Just a monitoring
well. Right in the middle of Banning, right? Like right.
Right in the middle of the street.
Somebody on Facebook said, are they digging for oil in Banning? Like, oh, Banning destroyed
oil.
Yeah,
everybody was freaking out about it.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of them going on. There's going to be one going down towards the end here, like towards Whitewater of the area, which that one I'm really excited to see because I want to see how much water from our basin goes to the desert, right? So that'll help get those numbers solidified. There's been a couple of them, a couple up in Banning, and then another one up on the, when they did the one in Banning Heights, up on the bench, there was a big uproar with, they thought it was for the new construction coming in that they were digging a well up there, so we had to calm that down. But monitoring wells, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then I know, do you guys want updates on everybody else, the other areas, or? Yeah, I know the bench is building, they're starting their construction on a new reservoir that they're using with gap funding to get that going in. So hopefully that'll be going in soon. Calamesa, they're still working on the recharge facility. So they'll finally be able to put state water there. Hopefully we can get it out here. That's my goal.
All right.
Right, how do we get the pipeline here? Any other questions? Okay.
Thank you. All right, well next is update from Cabazon Water District Operations Report.
Here we go. Okay.
Strap in, everybody. Here we go.
A couple of activities that basically we just attended a few meetings. The first one we attended, it was on December 17th at the Sangronio Pass. And it was me, James Clark, Evelyn, and the Sangronio Pass, along with other general managers from the Rongo Band of Mission Indians. And basically they're supporting the flood assessment and planning efforts, improving the understanding of groundwater recharge and storage changes. This is basically a proposal to install a stream gauge located on the Sangronio River at the Morongo Road Bridge on the Morongo Band of Mission Indians property. So this stream gauge will measure the stream flow in real time, helping local agencies and first responders manage and protect against flood risks. And the benefits also include enhanced flood warnings, long-term data for research, better planning for future infrastructure and conservation projects, and the characterization of Banning Canyon flow parameters. So that was a very good meeting. So that's been going to be passed on to the directors over at the Rongo Band of Mission Indians to vote on to approve that putting on their land. And then on January 5th, I had a follow-up conversation with Belinda Carroll of the California Rural Water Association regarding the application for replacement of existing water mains that was originally submitted under a planning RPF. She recommended that we change the status to a construction funding to keep that application in place when grant funding becomes available. So, otherwise it would wither on the vine and die if it was up in the planning. It's like, okay, done with the planning. So that's still in play. And then on January 7th, a virtual meeting was attended by DHPO, DRC Engineering, and we talked about this a little bit in detail on how we're going to determine what we can do for the fire flow increase for the additional 43,000 square feet of retail stores. So we did give them some basic charges. The monthly fire service charge that's established is $328 per month, and the commodity charge of $5.38 per CCF. The only price that needs to be determined is the cost of the installation. So that's something we're currently working on. And I just have a statement I'd like to make before retiring. I just want to express my gratitude for the opportunity to serve as a general manager and working alongside each and every one of you, board members, both past and present, has been a complete pleasure. And it's been very, very rewarding. I deeply appreciate the trust you placed in me, the support you constantly offered, and the collaboration that guided our work together. It has been a pleasure to serve the community and to be part of the Cabazon Water District. I also want to extend my sincere thanks to the district staff for the relationships we built, the accomplishments we achieved together, and I am confident that the district will continue to thrive with the new general manager alongside with your guidance. And before I let everybody go, I just want to say one more thing. I'd like to take a moment to recognize Evelyn, whose contributions have been absolutely essential to the success of the district. She has been the cornerstone throughout my tenure as general manager. Over the past 3 years, her dedication, professionalism, and commitment have made it possible for me to perform my responsibilities at a high level. Her work ethic, attention to detail, and ability to anticipate needs not only have supported me personally, but have strengthened the entire Cabazon Water District. I want the board to know that much of what I've been able to accomplish in this role is a direct result of her efforts. I am deeply grateful for the opportunity to work with Evelyn and for being such an important part of our success. Evelyn, thank you. Thank you so much. That's all I have.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, we got any public comments down after that?
Thank you, Mike. You will be missed. Yeah. Thank you, and thank the San Gabriel Water Agency. I'm gonna stop by and thank everyone over there for their contributions and the pass-through loans and the support they gave us. So, thank you.
Thank you. We're definitely gonna miss you around here.
You're gonna miss everything.
All right, well, future agenda items and comments. We got any future agenda items we want to put on here?
The three that we postponed, so the board appointment, board organization, and then the DHBO.
Okay. Anything else? Any management comments? Got enough there?
Thanks again. Thank you, everyone. That's all I can say.
Board member comments? Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, you did a great job while you were here.
Thank you.
Miscellaneous, you guys can read that. There is one thing, item E, the MAC meeting.
Yeah.
Has been changed. We don't
know. Do you know? You don't know when yet?
No. Okay, she still hasn't decided.
She's trying for the 5th, but it hasn't been nailed down yet.
And then there's a board meeting for the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency that I didn't put on there. It's on the 26th. That was the one that was postponed last week. Taffy, you're going to go to that one? That's it.
Okay, there's one more word on here, guys.
I make a motion to adjourn.
A second.
Okay, motion to adjourn at 6:24 p.m. made by Director Carlin, second by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Teacher?
Aye.
Okay.